A routine item before the Reno City Council ignited sudden controversy last week when it pitted a wealthy developer against a cultural landmark. KUNR's Bert Johnson has the story.
During a recent meeting, city council members got heated over an issue that wouldn't normally inflame anyone's passions, a request for the abandonment of a public right-of-way.
You cannot come up here and plan a city in an eight-hour council meeting.
You can if we had done the Northwest Quadrant instead of all your behind-the-scenes meetings with Mr. Jacobs and everyone else's.
Nothing's behind the scenes, Councilmember Breckus.
That's Mayor Hillary Sheevy and Ward 1 Councilmember Jenny Breckus. The abandonment request pitted Colorado developer Jacobs Entertainment against Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church, Nevada's oldest African-American congregation.
Gentrification usually happens to people of color.
That's Reverend Dr. Deborah A. Whitlock Lax, the church's pastor. She was alarmed when she learned about the request because for the last 7 years, Jacobs Entertainment CEO Jeff Jacobs has been demolishing the neighborhood around Bethel AME. He wants to create a massive new entertainment district stretching from Keystone Avenue to West Street. Abandonment requests are common in projects like this. Often, a developer asks the city to give up an alley or a street that goes through an area where they want to build. This request would put the Jacobs property line right next to the historic church, which was built in 1907.
Not just Reno, but in all of America, our history seems to be kind of pushed aside or dismissed or not respected as something that should be heard.
The congregation now meets in Sparks, but they rent the original sanctuary to another church. Eventually, they want to turn it into a museum. Lax says the abandonment request would have limited access and taken away street parking. Meanwhile, Jacobs has never said exactly what he plans to build. He's floated ideas like a zip line between casinos or an amphitheater, but now Jacobs says those plans have been scrapped.
The average age of our customers is probably, 55 or 60, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly. The zip line wasn't at the top of their list of amenities.
The development agreement between Jacobs and the city puts very few restrictions on what he can do with his land. Jacobs says he'll finally announce his master plan in about a month.
We'll be revealing all the various components of our entertainment district vision.
Caleb McLean with the Reno Sparks Tenants Union says the city has given Jacobs too much leeway.
It's the classic tale of just like money talks. And when you have as much money as Jacobs, then you can talk pretty loudly.
And McLean blames Jacobs for making the housing crisis worse because the neighborhood where he's planning to build used to have numerous cheap weekly motels. Some were notorious for poor living conditions, but they were housing of last resort for low-income residents until Jacobs started buying them up and knocking them down. When it comes to Bethel AME, Kenneth Dalton suspects the developer was surprised by the public backlash.
Jacobs Entertainment didn't think at the time that anybody really cared about the church and what was going on over there, or if they did, that it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Dalton is founder of Our Story, Inc., which is dedicated to preserving Northern Nevada's African-American history. Lax adds that urban development in the U.S. often comes at the expense of African-American communities.
20 years later, there's no property to give to your next generation. There's no inheritance, and there's no history.
After the blowback to Jacobs' abandonment request, Mayor Sheevy stepped in. She set up a meeting between Lax and Jacobs, and the developer delayed his abandonment request. Jacobs says the meeting helped him understand where Lax and her congregation are coming from. Meanwhile, Lax is feeling optimistic now that the channels of communication are open.
So the church is a survivor, and it's going to survive even this.
But Lax also put Jacobs on notice. She says if he doesn't negotiate in good faith, church supporters will fill the council chambers in protest. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.